It was about this time a year ago. Work in Progress was filling in for the Musers during the winter solstice dry dock. Me, DJ, and Monto. And as it just so happens, much like today, Monto was a little in the sick. So stepping up, as he has done today also, we have Deddy, a.k.a. Jacob Dedimore. Thank you, Deddy.
You're welcome.
I had a fun time this morning, as we did back then as well. This is not the anniversary of when you chipped your tooth, breaking it on a Haagen-Dazs on a Cowboys charter flight, and you had whistle talk for a year, it seems like.
We're not quite there. We're almost there.
But this is almost the exact anniversary of when we spoke to Brian Jones. I don't know if you remember this interview. Brian Jones, the college football analyst at CBS.
About college football.
Going to talk to him later this week.
Yeah. Also, Brian Jones, friend of the station. Friend of Deddy, as we found out. Close friend.
It's been fun this morning, guys. I'll see y'all later.
No, you're obligated to be here
have
for 17 more minutes, pal.
See y'all tomorrow morning.
I have a distinct memory of this interview that we had with him. I remember making eye contact with DJ when this happened.
You wanted the audio from the interview?
You can just play the drops. That's fine.
Yeah, you can just play the drops.
Brother. You all right, brother?
That's all I got.
Thank you.
All right. I didn't know you wanted the whole audio.
I thought you said you had it. Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
That's on me. Anyways, you probably didn't notice this, Deddy.
That he was code switching?
He was code switching.
Okay.
Which we suspected for a while. We also saw how he spoke on Twitter.
His hat of choice.
And we thought, does Deddy code switch? From that interview, we had the drops. Monto and I thought up a song, which we did at Ticket Stock. Went over quite well that we also did it at Summer Chill. Here's a little bit of that, Mr. Deddy. Do you remember this?
I blacked out.
Interesting choice of words. Now, what's your thought on this whole situation, if you will?
This whole situation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you acknowledge that you might speak differently to different races?
I speak differently around... I am a... Similar to Matt McLaren, I am a vocal assimilator.
Code switching.
Whoa, Black Daddy.
If you want to call it that.
Black Daddy, bam a lamb. Black Daddy talking jive, bam a lamb. I want to talk to Black Guy, bam a lamb. He's got a voice that's got, bam a lamb. He knows they can't deny, bam a lamb. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam a lamb. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam a lamb.
What Baldy's jamming in there.
I know this is Tyler's favorite song.
It's my favorite song.
It's your favorite song as well. Aside from Let's Bunt.
You sure it's not true?
More on that later.
There'll be plenty of time to get me. This is a Deddy-centric segment.
But the genesis of this song spawned from about a year ago today. We had Deddy speak to Brian Jones.
Do you know the difference between Donovan Lewis and Brian Jones, Ham?
I do. Now, I don't know what better way to honor this occasion by the only way I know how to honor this occasion.
Uh-huh.
And that would be from song.
So Back in Black by AC/DC. I don't know how you can make this Deddy-centric.
I don't know, but you might need to turn down your radios.
Yeah!
Is this dance break? Do we have more after this?
It's just a lot of repeated vocals.
Yeah, I was going to say already so far, that's been a lot of it.
But I recorded all of it.
Wow. Impressive stuff, Ham.
And I remember recording it a couple weeks ago, because I've been sitting on this for a while. And I told DJ the next day I could not speak. And I go, I don't know if it was worth it. And I showed him the first 10 seconds of me singing. He's like, oh, it was worth
it. Yeah, it's worth it. Yeah. Yeah, you could have gone a month without your voice. And I think it would have been worth it. That is that was impressive. Daddy, you have to admit that was impressive.
Do I?
Yeah, sure.
Just appreciate the art.
Do I have to admit that it was impressive?
I think you just acknowledge.
Did he not get it? Do we need to listen to it again?
I think Ham needs to make sure to keep an eye.
Again.
Make sure to keep an eye on his vanilla syrup.
All right, we don't have
for the rest of the week.
Give me your favorite lyric from that, because
I like Popeye's dark thighs. And then look at me now, I'm fronting my way. It's Dallas, Texas. What do you think?
Yeah.
Which we only got from the interview.
Yeah, that was very well done, Ham.
But I will tweet out the lyrics for that if you want to listen back to Actin' Black.
I feel like we can even do, there should be like a music
Number
video.
One.
Is this going
to, I Would mean, you be willing to do a music video?
No.
What about singing this at Ticket Stock?
No.
We can find somebody that looks like Daddy. We can just have a fake Daddy. This is definitely a Ticket Stock thing, right? You're doing this at Ticket Stock. That's 100%.
You wrote it. You sang it.
I don't know if I could do the voice, actually.
We just heard you can do the voice. I don't know anyone else that could do that voice.
For an extended period, let's say that.
I think it would be worth it.
That was like line by line.
Maybe we'll put it out to the P1, maybe, and we'll let them decide. Well,
but there you have it. 1 year ago today, we had the Brian Jones interview where you code-switched with now Bert. Actin' Black and Black Daddy. Thank you, Daddy, for filling in.
A couple more songs. We'll have an EP.
Ooh.
And then a full length maybe in a couple of years.
Can't wait.
Whew. That was some fire, Ham.